I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Stock in the pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson is up 2.5% in early trading now. This after a 7-week trial found J&J downplayed the risks of opioids. A judge in Oklahoma ordered the company to pay $572 million. The state had asked for much more, $17 billion. Yet, $572 million is significant and more than twice what Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, paid to settle before the trial. J&J will appeal. Joining us here is Eric Gordon of the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
This case was brought under a public nuisance law, and Oklahoma has apparently a really broad public nuisance law. What's the significance?
So the significance is that these public nuisance laws have been used mostly unsuccessful for things, for example, like guns, lead paint. It's a pretty creative approach because it allows the plaintiffs, in this case, the state of Oklahoma, to recover a lot of money without showing how much each individual drug user was hurt.
Now, Johnson & Johnson's stock, as I mentioned, went up overnight, in part, we think, because this verdict, the dollar figure, was less than it might have been. But, I mean, let's be real here. This is just the beginning of a series of legal fights, not just for Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, this is just the first paragraph of the first page of the first chapter.
There's many more of these. And, I mean, do judges have to be fully guided by what's happened in Oklahoma?
You know, each judge will decide, and each jury will decide according to the law of their state. And in fact, we don't even know what the final verdict is in Oklahoma because Johnson & Johnson is going to appeal this.
Do you see already a lesson in this one Oklahoma verdict for the industry that sells these painkillers?
You know, I think there's a big lesson. Just because you get your product approved by the FDA, that gives you a defense against claims that your product is not safe. It is no defense against claims that your marketing is deliberately misleading.
So you think there's going to be perhaps greater attention to what you say in an ad for your drug?
I think if you're intelligent, you're going to be very careful and maybe not get too close to the line so that it later looks as if you're trying to mislead people.
Always good to talk to business professor Eric Gordon, University of Michigan. Thank you.
My pleasure.